Beloved friends and family, class of 2020, good evening and congratulations, we finally got here. Congratulations. It's a great honor to be able to speak on behalf of this unique and fateful year, especially at such a beautiful and meaningful place for so many of us. Although not everyone could make it out here tonight, I know that we are keeping all those friends who are not with us today in our hearts as we celebrate this weekend. During my first collection, I brought up the idea of how some stars that have long gone still leave an impression in our night sky, which is to say, no matter how distant we are from one another, the fact that we shared this space and brought our light here is already a great blessing. Now, I cannot help but think of constellations, how there are beautiful shapes in the night sky tied together only by stories. For as I was reflecting on my time here, I realized that the magic of Swarthmore is the many, many stories that we share with one another. And class of 2020, boy, do we have a story that ties us all together. Just as the birds began to sing a little louder and a warmer breeze promised us of a beautiful spring, we all had to let it all go. Whether it was culminating projects or club events or dances or art shows or talks or just plans with friends, gone. In retrospect, I realized we are really lucky to have something so good to miss. And in its place, we saw a world where crisis after crisis rose to the surface like an oil spill on a river, and in our own lives came new hectic plans and a lot of uncertainty. It was in this time that we made our first steps into our adult lives, the beginning of the end. And as Arundhati Roy said, this end is a portal to a new world. And the looming question for us then and still now is, what do we want to bring and what do we want to leave behind? For me, first, I bring the importance of community. For when all is crashing down, Swathis hold each other up. And I was and am still extremely grateful to get to call this beautiful place a home and this wonderful community a family. I leave behind that constant need to produce, to advance, to achieve that is so seductive here at Swarthmore, and learn to slow down, to breathe, and to relax. I bring the courage to speak the truth and the revolutionary spirit that Swathis taught me here. Every day on this campus, we were inspired to think more critically about what the world could be, whether it was how to radically change the food system or how to dismantle the patriarchy. Everyone had a take on how the world could become better. And although we had our differences, it seemed like everyone is motivated by good. So it is here that I found the courage to build a strong moral compass and the courage to live by it. And I hope that we can all pull these compasses out in the world and remember the direction that is important to us. I leave behind the reliance on external validation and learn that validation needs to be built and not given. I bring the knowledge that a true education is the liberation of the self. For our professors here at Swarthmore taught us concepts that are now inseparable from our understanding of ourselves, which is to say, education is never just of the mind, but also of the heart and the spirit too. I leave behind that spiky head of self-doubt, and I bring the wisdom and the importance of meaningful play. Here, we went on so many magical adventures and had so many opportunities to express ourselves through writing, dancing, playing, discussing what a world it would be if we were in charge. And from that, I learned to not measure myself by rules, but by moments of connection, of happiness, of joy. I leave behind the thinking that any real change needs to be big, and learn the power of the small. And I bring the lessons of faith and patience that this campus has taught me. To attend Swarthmore is to be part of an enchanting landscape, one that dances a different tune every season and shared with many beautiful and cute friends like bunnies and squirrels and chipmunks and sometimes the occasional fox and deer. And here I learned that every life has its own pace. The largest tree is not afraid to shed its entire sense of self in the winter. And what is patience but the bare tree waiting for spring? And what is faith but the care and love that the earth still gives it, knowing that it will bloom in its own time? So I hope to give myself and those around me this kind of love, the understanding that each stage of growth is as worthy as those flowers and fruits. And finally, I bring the hope that someday, when we all look back at the constellation that makes up our class, we will not see the shape of some ending, but the beginning of a kinder, happier, more just, and more peaceful world. Let the stories between us all continue. Thank you. Thank you. Oop, and the bell. I will give it some time. I would like to end on some thank you notes, and I do have a special surprise. First, thank you to the staff for making all of this possible. The friends, yes, thank you, staff. Especially for us, it's awesome. Thank you to all the friends who have held each other out throughout these past 2 years. I know all the friendships have been really important. To my friends and family abroad who couldn't make it here, 在亚洲的亲人们, 谢谢你们的关心和呵护. To my grandmother who couldn't be here today, 婆婆, 谢谢您给我的温暖和智慧. And to my parents, 爸爸妈妈, 我现在才知道我所获得的每一个荣誉 都离不开你们的包容、支持和爱。你们给了我我的一切，谢谢，我爱你们。 And with this idea of gratitude, I'd like to lead us in a song that is very special to me. It is a song that I've sung a lot on this campus with the student group I started, SCW. It was actually taught to me and passed down to us by Tessa Hannigan. Yes. And they shared it at a very beautiful bonfire. And so we're going to do it call and response. So I'll sing one line and then we'll all sing it together. And then I'll sing the next line and then we'll all sing it together. And then in the end, we're all gonna do it all together. Okay? So the lyrics are on the program, if in case you forget. On the back. All right. Are you guys ready? I'm a little nervous. Okay.
I am grateful to be. I am grateful to be. Lungs breathing, hearts beating. Lungs breathing, hearts beating. Joyous and free, joyous and free. And even though the hard times are all around me, and even though the hard times are all around me, I am grateful to be. I am grateful to be.
All right, together.
I am grateful to be.
Louder. Lungs breathing, hearts beating, joyous and free, and even